You may have seen some of the TV commercials. Hawaii Pacific University has been making a push for Hawaii students to study in the islands through its Stay Local campaign, touting its affordability for Hawaii students and their families. We spoke to the private university's president, John Gotunda, about the push for Hawaii students to stay home in the islands. The school has long attracted a diverse student body, including many from Europe. Half of the out-of-state students remained in the dorms this semester, even though in-person classes were shifted online. But Gotunda says its decision to broaden its local base had already been in the mix prior to COVID-19. And he says interest in HPU, he says, is actually up, not down.
Actually, as of May 1, we've had more deposits by freshman students than we've ever had. And in fact, we've got a 20% increase in freshman students, including a large increase from both the mainland and internationally. So Hawaii, I think, is viewed very positively. And we've certainly come through this COVID-19 crisis very well. I think, you know, as the governor was saying, you know, we are one of the safest places in the world. And I think people are recognizing that. And I think people also recognize that we do offer a very distinctive type of education, and they want to come to Hawaii and to get an education here. And so we haven't seen a dip at all, but we would really love to have, you know, more people stay local. Now, we recognize, I think the studies are showing that about 15 to 20% of students actually remain undecided because of the pandemic. And what we're saying to those students also is, again, we think we're a terrific location. You know, we're going to be back in the fall in person, you know, in classes. We offer smaller classes. We've already put into place, you know, and have plans for social distancing in our classrooms and enhanced sitter cleaning and reduced density in our dorms. We think, though, that personalized education that is at the heart of an HBU education is going to continue in the fall in the way we sort of envision it, with one-on-one interaction sort of with our faculty. So we would love to, you know, provide more opportunities really for local students that may be thinking at this point they'd rather stay home because of what's going on, you know, all across the country.
Right, because maybe they were looking at schools in certain hotspots, you know, whether it's New York or Seattle.
And interestingly, you know, in this past spring, we actually had over 50% of our students remained in the dorms rather than go home. I think, again, Hawaii was viewed as a safer location, and we were viewed as a place where they, you know, parents and their families felt that it was, you know, safe and healthy to keep their students. You know, the classrooms, we were projected in some cases to lose almost two-thirds of our classrooms seating space. But on the other hand, we really don't have large classes to begin with. So, you know, the social distancing in classrooms isn't hard to accomplish. In the dorms, it's a little more challenging. And there, we will lose some of the density in the dorms because we do want to keep extra rooms sort of available. We do want to spread out students. And fortunately, at our Aloha Tower Marketplace facility, we have a lot, most of the dorms there are actually more like apartment-style lofts. And so the density is already sort of reduced in that space. And so I think we actually won't lose that many spaces in the end, but we are also taking some extra sort of enhancements to our facilities. We're looking at everything from replacing sort of air filters to extra sort of cleaning procedures and doing a whole lot of things to make sure that our community is healthy and safe.
I'm not sure how the housing managers are looking at this. I mean, if let's say you had what would have been a double room is now a single room, I mean, does that mean that the student pays more in the dorm costs?
No, not at all. You know, and we're not going to charge students more to be in an enhanced sort of healthy environment. Everyone should have and should feel safe and healthy in our facilities. And so we are not adding on sort of extra just because we're reducing the density in the dorms to our students.
And how has the distance learning been for your school community?
We actually are rated as having the best online programs in the state of Hawaii. And many of our professors have taught both in the online and on-ground program. So when we switched actually entirely to an online environment, you know, many faculty were ready to go, and they knew how to adapt to that environment to keep sort of the students engaged in their to the classes. They really didn't miss a beat. And then what we did was, and I thought was just terrific on the part of my colleagues, they also took all of the support services, the tutoring services moved online, library services moved online, counseling services instantly moved online, and then they took all of the student activities and moved them online too. So student government meetings moved online, student government and student activities moved online. Yoga, online yoga was held, online esports tournaments. We had everything from talent shows to even our capstone presentations all moved online. And the capstone presentations were viewed by 900 people this year in our online format. And it was just terrific. We had chat rooms set up so that students who made the presentations in videos then would go into a chat room, and then the people who viewed that video could go and have a conversation with that student about their research, what they did, their presentations, and could ask them questions. It just was a terrific experience for everyone.
Have you gotten any feedback from students who might have the challenge of multiple time zones?
Oh, yes. And that is a challenge. But we tried to work with each student individually. You know, we had some students also return to Europe, too. And so it was at times a bit challenging, particularly if they were wanting to participate in let's say, the group presentation. Like there would be a group either presentation or a critique and a group of a project. And so, you know, those were challenges that had to be sort of handled and overcome. And we did make accommodations for many students on that. But I have to tell you, both actually my wife and I participate in meetings both across the country and around the globe. She's a you know, environmental lawyer and still has a very active practice all over the country. And so, yeah, I think that's the way of the world today. And particularly for people in Hawaii, you know, we are really at the center of the Pacific, but also really at a very good strategic location. So you can actually have these meetings with people all over the world. I was just in a meeting actually not too long ago with someone in Asia, someone in South America, someone in Washington, D.C., and in Europe all at the same time. And we all found a time zone where we could make it work. It can be done.
Distance learning, like it or not, is it the way of the world? That was John Gotanda, president of Hawaii Pacific University. The school has been making a push to attract local students. It's beefing up its incentives through its Holomua commitment, which will meet 100% of tuition needs for first-time students from Hawaii. For more information, visit hawaiipublicradio.org.